the White House launches a program to improve how agencies buy technology in the wake of the botched healthcare.gov rollout. The program is called the Smarter IT Delivery Agenda. Federal Chief Information Officer Steve Van Roekel described it to Congress yesterday, and Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins us now with what it could mean for federal agencies. Jason, hello.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
So, Jason, what is this Smarter IT Delivery Agenda?
Well, in many ways, it's that next layer. I'll call, think of federal IT over the last 5 years as one big layer cake. And this is the next one that has been put on top of all these pieces that have been put in place. But basically, the Smart IT Delivery Agenda focuses on three main areas to help agencies be more effective in delivering their IT. Now, let's focus on the word effective. We will in a second, but effective is really the new buzzword that's coming out of the administration instead of just being efficiency. But this new agenda looks at people, looks at vendors, and it looks at processes. Steve Van Roekel, as you mentioned, is the federal CIO. He puts a finer point on the goals of the new initiatives.
To deliver citizens the services they expect from their government, we must shift the focus of federal government IT projects from compliance and process to meeting user needs. We must be intensely user-centered and agile, involve top talent from the private sector and government IT projects, and ensure agency leadership is actively engaged and accountable to the public for the success of the digital services of their agency. To support this effort, the administration's Smarter IT Delivery Agenda focuses on ensuring the federal government has, first, the best talent working inside government, two, the best companies working with the government, and three, the best processes in place to make sure everyone involved can do their best work and be held accountable for delivering excellent results for the American people. This agenda aims to increase customer satisfaction with top government digital services, decrease the percentage of federal government IT projects that are delayed or over budget, and increase the speed by which we hire and deploy qualified talent and vendors to work with government on these IT projects.
Now, Van Roekel testified yesterday before the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, where he outlined these new smarter IT delivery model. Now, let me offer some more specifics. Under people, a key piece of this new smarter IT delivery agenda is the digital service group that's going to be housed inside Van Roekel's office. He wants to expand a successful pilot with four agencies that took place last year. I caught up with Van Roekel after the hearing to learn more about these pilot programs.
We've had four different private sector professionals come in, take time off, and in a non-conflicted way, be able to work with these agencies and produce really incredible gap analyses on what they could see as changes to be made. And what we're doing in the pilot phase is picking projects that are in different parts of lifecycle. So one, maybe it's going to be some system that exists, but there's going to be motions to make improvements to those. One was a project that had been kind of going okay, but kind of, going along sort of at normal government pace. And then we're looking for a project that's maybe, really in the first initial ideation stages and thinking about what the future could hold. And so we're kind of taking all on just so we can learn and kind of take an agile approach to develop agile culture.
Now, Van Roekel said he'd like to expand this to a cadre of about 25 experts, all on 2 to 4 year term appointments in his office of e-government. And the goal here is to help agencies improve how they deliver in those IT projects. He also says there would be some private sector support, maybe one or two people, that would come in on a rotational basis for a short period of time, a month, maybe 6 weeks, to also help out. Now, some of this, and a lot of this actually, is dependent on Congress. They must fund the IT Oversight and Reform Fund. OMB asked for $20 million for 2015. Van Roekel says the money will actually help them scale to that 25 experts contingency. But at the same time, if not, he then would have to do these one-offs, which he prefers not to do, where he would kind of add these experts only when funding is available.
Now, Jason, the 25-point IT reform plan has been out for, what, 4 or 5 years now? About five, maybe 5, 6 years. So how is all of this new? What are they building on that they haven't talked about already?
Right. I think that's where the foundational layers come in. Over the last 4 years, since starting 2010 with the 25-point plan, OMB has been putting different layers on saying, okay, we're going to start at the basic. How can we reform things like cloud-first policy or mobility? And those are some of the positives. Other things maybe didn't quite take hold, but all of it is starting to force agencies to think differently. Now, initially, that 25-point plan was all about efficiency. Here comes this new word, effectiveness, that we're going to hear a lot about. OMB established Portfolio Stat to expand that thinking of open innovation across government. And then you had things like FedRAMP and the mobile strategy.
once we built those foundations of saying, okay, we've got kind of an innovation mentality starting to work its way forward in government, we've got our arms around efficiency, we've been able to flatline the budget, we've been able to show people you can do new things in the context of a flat budget, now it's time to start going in and focusing on effectiveness and thinking about, if we put our customer first, we start to measure and understand what our customers need, how can we get federal IT to deliver against those customer needs? And so that's where this is really about. And building centralized capacity, we run this play where you built centralized capacity before. It was on efficiency with our IUIT, now ITOR funds that are about putting together data-driven approaches to drive efficiency. It's taking those same data-driven approaches and now running into the effectiveness play and, you know, having a core understanding of who our customers are, what they need from us, and then building systems to satisfy those customers.
Now, this is actually adding another layer of this reform cake, if you will, that comes not as all of the other layers are done cooking. I went back and looked at the 25-point plan, and let me just tell you, on the surface, I thought, oh, they only got a few things done. But as you go down each of those 25-point plans, and we have a link to a summary that we did on federalnewsradio.com, I was amazed by just how many actually were either done or in process. But at the same time, very few things are ever complete in the government, and that's where the Government Accountability Office usually comes in. They testified Thursday and offered a series of mixed reviews. On one hand, GAO's David Pounder, who is the director of IT issues, says agencies are doing a good job with data center consolidation. They've closed 750 data centers and saved or avoided spending almost $1 billion over the last 3 years. Another area, the IT dashboard. Yes, there are still problems with data accuracy, but it is getting better. Most notably, Pounder says the Defense Department has not only added more IT investments to the site, but promised to update the site every 6 months. Now, on the other side, there's plenty of things that need more work. IT project management is a perfect example. In fact, GAO hounded OMB at the hearing because they stopped running TechStat sessions. Pounder says that OMB only held 2 TechStat sessions last year after holding more than 80 in 2010 and 2011. Now, if you remember, TechStats are these, let's look at a troubled project, bring all the people in the right room together, and make some decisions about how to go forward. These were highly successful in both GAO's eyes and Congress's eyes, yet OMB says, hey, we're not going to do these. We're going to let the agencies handle it. And GAO said basically, hey, this is not the way you need to go. A third area that really needs some work, and this was a new report issued yesterday by GAO, is still that agencies are struggling to use agile or incremental development approach instead of this big waterfall or big bang approach.
Going small matters. We do not go small enough in the federal government. The IT reform plan of 2010 had a requirement that we deliver within 12 months. Steve upped the ante at OMB and said we're going to now require 6 months. So we did a review with just 90 major IT acquisitions. About a quarter of them are planning to deliver within 6 months. Less than half are planning to deliver in a year. So many of these projects go years without delivering. Steve's absolutely right. We need to go small. That's a big difference between government and the private sector. They go smaller, much better. So what do we do to fix it? In that report, we have a recommendation that in their Exhibit 300 process, there's about 275 of the 760 investments, about 275 are in development. Okay, the rest are like more than legacy. They should clearly identify whether they're delivering in 6 or 12 months, whatever we want to pick. I don't care. You choose either one. And if they're not delivering at least within a year, we had to think real hard about whether those projects ought to be funded. That's how you would fix it.
Now, GAO's report found 4 of the 5 agencies it looked at, Defense, Health and Human Services, Transportation, Homeland Security, haven't yet fully implemented OMB's requirements to use agile software development. The only agency that did was the Department of Veterans Affairs. They met all 3 requirements under OMB's policy. Now, Pounder says GAO recommended OMB clarify its June 2012 guidance to agencies to require the delivery of new capabilities every 12 months instead of every 6 months. Now, Steve Van Roekel, the federal CIO, says the new PortfolioStat 2014 guidance that OMB actually issued Wednesday, earlier this week, is setting expectations for agencies to change their approach to project development.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller. So, Jason, OMB also released a new memo on PortfolioStat. How does that fit into this initiative?
Right. I think what portfolio stat is supposed to do, this new kind of version of it, it's probably version 3 by now, is really to address the concerns and issues GAO, House and Senate lawmakers, and other experts have brought up over the years about the management, the oversight of federal IT. Van Ruckel says the portfolio stat focuses on several areas, including data center consolidation and a handful of agencies' most important or high-risk programs that they're really going to focus attention on. Now, Van Ruckel says the biggest change for portfolio stat this year is to help agencies look forward instead of backward on IT projects, be more proactive instead of and less reactive.
As far as accountability with agencies, Portfolio Stat 2014 makes this inflection into effectiveness. It basically says for agencies, identify your mission-critical investments to us, and then we hold them accountable to a set of, basically informed by these two sheets, a set of KPIs, key performance indicators, that indicate agile. And part of Portfolio Stat 2014 is quarterly reporting against those KPIs, and so we are holding people accountable with a yearly face-to-face meeting that we sit down, as I mentioned, with the C-level execs.
Now, OMB laid out a series of deadlines for agencies to meet under this new Portfolio Stat plan. The first is by May 30th, when they must identify their programs that will go through the Portfolio Stat process. And then a second one right away at May 31st to update their integrated data collection, which was assessing programs and progress against their 2013 goals. One last date to keep aware of, by June 19th, OMB will finish its assessment of agency programs and schedule a two-hour Portfolio Stat session that should happen before July with agency CXOs. We do have a link to that Portfolio Stat memo on federalnewsradio.com. You can read it all there, as long as more information about the smarter IT delivery agenda.
And Jason, during this whole hearing process, did anyone bring up healthcare.gov, which is kind of the ultimate fail to deliver IT functionality? And, you know, was that tech statted and portfolio statted and statted left, right, and Sunday?
So obviously it was not statted in the least bit, otherwise the failure would not have been so great. It didn't come up in the sense of why did it happen, what are you doing so it doesn't happen again, but it did come up in that idea of, well, we've had failures, and the failures include, well, most recently healthcare.gov, but they also brought up, you know, FBI, you know, virtual case file, and they brought up, you know, so many, you know, some of the DOD programs, Dimers, for example, that have not gone off well. So it came up in that sense, but not, you know, Senators Coburn, Senators Carper did not hammer Van Ruckel or GAO about it.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for joining us with that report.
My pleasure.
We'll post.